Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's also a poll out today in the Massachusetts U.S. Senate race. The WBUR poll of more than 500 likely voters gives Democrat Elizabeth Warren a 5-point lead over Republican incumbent Senator Scott Brown. It's the fourth poll this week to put Warren in the lead. We spoke with the pollster who conducted the survey, Steve Cazella of Mass Inc., and we asked him how significant that 5-point lead is.
Well, when you combine the several polls that have been done this week together, even though some of them are within the margin of error, or some of them are even closer than the 5 points that we showed, but when you combine the four of them together, it suggests with a pretty high degree of probability that she actually does have at least a small lead.
So it looks like she has a small lead at this point. What were the issues that looked like the real sort of game changers for her when you talked with these likely voters?
Well, we repeated a set of issues that we asked about in our February poll with WBUR, and we saw some pretty interesting shifts from the numbers that we saw in February compared to the numbers that we saw last week. We saw Warren taking a lead on the idea that she'll stand up for regular people and that she understands the needs of the middle class. We also saw her taking a lead on the idea that she agrees with voters on issues that matter to them. On all three of those, when we asked back in February, the two candidates were about tied, and now Warren has between an 8 and a 12% lead on those items.
So would you say that she's become a more likable candidate or not go that far?
I'd say she's become a more well-defined candidate. You know, voters now know what she stands for and what she believes in. One of the strongest perceptions of her is that she's a fighter and that she fights for what she believes in.
Where did you see the biggest jump and the biggest gap between the candidates?
The biggest gaps were on some items which didn't seem to be driving the vote as much. Brown actually has quite a significant advantage on the idea that he has deep Massachusetts roots. I mean, I think people have sort of adjusted to the facts on that. You know, he does have deeper Massachusetts roots than Warren does. Also, the fact that he's running a positive campaign, he actually has a 14% lead on that.
Which more positive than Elizabeth Warren's.
More people think that he's running a positive, more, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's also a shift, actually, from last time.
Mm-hmm. And women's issues also seem to be a big difference between the candidates. Who would stand up for women's interests in the Senate?
Correct. When we asked that particular question, it was 54% for Warren and 19% for Brown. This gets at least part of the reason why this gender gap does persist. You know, in the last number of polls that we've conducted on this race, we found somewhere around a 10%, you know, give or take a point or two, gap among women between Warren and Brown. Mm-hmm. And I think this is part of the reason why.
Now, about three quarters of the voters that you polled, 77%, say they will watch at least one of the Brown-Warren debates. The debates start tomorrow. So these could be big. Based on what you're getting from the poll, the information that you're getting from voters, what do you think could be a game changer for either candidate? And do you think that these debates will really help people make up their minds? Let's start with Warren first. What would she have to do in this debate to get an even bigger than 5-point lead?
For Warren, her particular challenge is that her opponent is pretty well liked at this point. And also, other polls have shown that people don't really want to believe or aren't really willing to believe about him that he's this sort of rabid conservative guy. You know, people see him as middle of the road and compromising about the right amount and so forth. So she doesn't really want to come out and just hammer away at him personally. You know, she can continue to articulate her positions, which seems to have been effective so far, but needs to do so in a way which doesn't turn people off.
And what do you think Brown would have to do to get ahead of Warren?
The issues that seem to be most closely tied in right now to how people are actually voting are these ideas of who will stand up for regular people, who understands the needs of the middle class, and where people are in the issues. Again, people like Brown and don't think he's too conservative. People think he's about right, I should say, ideologically. But that's not enough to win him votes right now. He needs to show people what he's going to do for them and that he stands with them and what that means for them.
All right. Always interesting. Steve Cazella of Mass Inc., thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.